Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, does not lead a normal life. As a public servant and celebrity, he bears an enormous responsibility. Yet, there may be one element of his job that is more difficult than all the others. He is prohibited from mourning his losses the way the rest of us do, as we read in our Parsha, "And the priest who is elevated among his brothers shall not dishevel his hair or tear his clothes. He shall not go near the dead, even for his father or mother he shall not render himself impure. He shall not leave the sanctuary, profaning his God's sanctuary, for the crown of God's anointing oil rests upon him." Undoubtedly, the high priest feels no less of a sense of loss than anyone else after the passing of a father or mother. Yet he cannot leave the temple to mourn them. He cannot grow out his hair or tear his clothing. Why can he not mourn as anyone else would? In truth, this is a question of identity. What does it mean to be the high priest? It means, on the one hand, to be a man just as any other. Yet it also means to be representative of the people of Israel to God. It means to belong so entirely to God that when the Rambam describes the laws of the high priest, he writes of them in a book entitled Vessels of the Temple. The high priest belongs not only to himself and to his family, but to Hashem and the Jewish people. In truth, this is highly instructive for all of us. We are not high priests, yet no less than he, we have multiple, sometimes conflicting identities. We too belong, not only to ourselves and our families, but to God and to the Jewish people. We too, in times of mourning, may need to defer to the laws and the customs of the wider Jewish people and their holidays when mourning is shortened or deferred. In other words, every Jew is a priest, just as we were told we would be at Sinai. Mamlechet Kohanim v'goy kadosh, we are to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. With that sense of self in mind, we live differently. We do not simply choose comfort or expedience. We choose what is right, enlightening, spiritually expansive. We engage in the moral discourse of spiritual leadership, and we seek greater vistas for the human experience. We live with multiple, sometimes conflicting responsibilities, and like the Kohen Gadol, the high priest himself, these choices raise us up and make us exceptional. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@uosh.org. If you're in Houston, please come daven and learn and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.